A reminder that Michigan State and Iowa meet in the fifth Big Ten football championship game tomorrow night in Indianapolis. Whoever wins the so-called play-in game is destined for the NCAA Final Four. The Spartans are 3.5-point favorites ahead of the 8:17 p.m. kickoff. For an Iowan's perspective, we've got veteran sports writer Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette on the line. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I am well. We're all excited. Now, throughout the season, pass defense has been considered one of MSU's weaknesses. Do you expect the Iowa offense to try to exploit that?
Yeah, but I think that's kind of a misperception with Michigan State. The three of the four players in the secondary who started against in a really bad game for Michigan State at Nebraska, you know, the 39-38 loss there, three of the four of those guys are out of the starting lineup. I think Michigan State's gotten healthier and presumably better in the secondary. I wonder how much pass rush they'll be able to get off against Iowa. Iowa's got a very good offensive line and a pretty interesting quarterback.
Your offense gets high marks for ball control and clock control. Talk to us about the guy at the center of that, your quarterback, C.J. Beathard.
Yeah, he's in Iowa. He's from Nashville, and he has a very, very southern drawl. It's kind of weird having an Iowa quarterback with that kind of an accent. In the last few weeks, his brother Tucker has been he's a country music artist. Their father Casey writes is a country music writer in Nashville. Tucker was in Billboard magazine, and the team that CJ quarterbacks was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. So, pretty fantastic week for the Beathards there. And he carries it well. I think if Michigan State fans took a second and read up on him a little bit, I think you guys would like him.
What do you say to critics who say Iowa has not been seriously tested this season?
I would say look at the schedule, but I can understand that. I mean, I can understand the skepticism toward Iowa's schedule. Iowa plays in the Big Ten West, which, you know, if you look at it, okay, maybe Nebraska was a blue blood in the 90s. It's kind of like the show Friends. I mean, when Friends was around, Nebraska was around. Now, not so much. If you look around the conference, not a lot of huge championship pedigrees, and so it comes with a lot of skepticism. I think Iowa has a chance to show, you know, the world Saturday night that, you know, Friends is still an okay show, maybe.
What's the most interesting aspect of this game for you?
For me, the stage that Iowa's on. It's never been in a conference title game. I know there's only been five. Michigan State's been to three. I think Mark D'Antonio gets mail here. I know Shilly Calhoun, one of the players, was asked what Lucas Oil Stadium smells like, and he had a quick answer, and he said football. And I love that answer. I have to write about that today. I hear a quote like that, I have to go at it. I think that's an interesting kind of whip around for Iowa. Iowa's never been here. It's not the type of team that'll have eyes wide open. I think it'll be all right.
We want to thank Mark Morehouse. He's been writing about the Iowa Hawkeyes, the football program for the Cedar Rapids Gazette for many years. It's Iowa and Michigan State in the Big Ten championship game tomorrow night in Indianapolis. Mark, good to have you. Good luck.
Thank you, Mark. Take care.